I'm Jeff Johnson. I'm grateful to be here from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have two questions. First, I was hoping you could explain or offer an opinion as to why investors in property casualty insurance companies are willing to accept traditionally below average type of returns. Second question relates to an answer you gave me yesterday, that being that intuition or gut feeling has nothing to do in your making investment decisions. I was wondering if there is anything subjective in yours and Mr. Munger's assessment of whether or not you like someone, and how it is that you determine whether or not you like the lord of the castle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, Charlie, do you want to answer that second part?
Well, we spoke about agency costs, and there are two different kinds of agency costs. One, the guy favors himself at the expense of the shareholders, and the other is he does foolish things, or he's not trying to favor himself, he just is foolish by nature. Either way, it's very costly to you as the shareholder, so you have to judge those two aspects of human character, and they're terribly important. And on the other hand, there are some good businesses so good that they'll easily stand a lot of folly in the managerial suite. And much as we like perfect people, I don't think we've always invested with them.
But generally, we like people who are candid. We can usually tell when somebody's dancing around something, or when the reports are essentially a little dishonest or biased or something. And it's just a lot easier to operate with people that are candid. And we like people that are smart. You know, that then I don't mean geniuses, but that, and we like people who are focused on the business. It's not real complicated, but we generally, you know, there may be a whole bunch of people in the middle that we don't really have any feeling on one way or the other, and then we see some that we know we don't want to be associated with, and some that we know we very much enjoy being associated with.
Averaged out, we've been very fortunate.
Very lucky.
And your other question, you said, why is it that these investors accept below average results? Well, in the nature of things, approximately half the investors are going to get below average results. Mm-hmm. They didn't exactly accept it in advance, it's just the way it turned out.
And the money tends to be fairly captive once it's in a company. I mean, it takes a lot. If you have a business that gets subnormal returns over time, there's a big threshold in terms of either a takeover or proxy fight or something like that to unleash the capital. So money that's tied up in an unprofitable business or a sub-profitable business is likely to stay tied up for a good period of time. Eventually, something will probably correct it, but capitalism does not operate so efficiently as to move capital around promptly when it's misallocated. We are in a better position to do that when Berkshire owns a company, and obviously we're in no position to do it because it involves something we don't want to do if we own it through some other enterprise. We just sell to somebody else who takes our chair at the table, in effect.